Haynes Sheldon Museum director Helen Alton said that the World War II era mortar was made for the Japanese Army.
It looks like a torpedo, kind of. It's kind of a teardrop shape with wings on the end. It's about probably about 16, 20 inches long, and then 81 millimeters is the diameter. It's kind of heavy. We handled it quite a bit.
According to Alton, it was donated to the museum by a late Haynes resident who had a collection of items from World War II that he used for history talks.
His uncle was in the Pacific Theater and he was in the European Theater at the same time, and so this was part of his uncle's collecting.
When museum staff carried out a review of its inventory last year, the mortar was identified as an item that may not fit with the museum's mission to preserve the history of the Chilkat Valley. Alton said that staff examined the object at a recent meeting. They were trying to find out more information about its origins.
We didn't have any paperwork that said it had been deactivated. We had no good documentation. And so we were trying to figure out how would we determine that. And so we called the police to find out what they would know.
Haynes Dispatch received the call about the mortar on January 25th. When Haynes police officer Chris Brown went to the museum to examine the explosive, he was unable to determine whether it posed a safety risk. So images of the mortar were sent to the 716th Explosive Ordnance Disposal Company out of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. The unit is tasked with responding to unexploded military munitions found in communities throughout Alaska. It advised the police department to close the museum to the public and staff. Captain Brandon Browning of the 716th EOD said that further assessment of the mortar was required.
From the pictures we received, it seemed possible that it could be a legitimate Japanese piece of ordnance from World War II. So it's just always best to treat something as worst-case scenario. And so if it looks real, it's best to treat it as real and the precautions that go along with it.
A team of six soldiers arrived in Haynes by helicopter on Thursday. Around noon, three members of the 716th EOD entered the museum to assess the mortar. Alton said the team reported that the device did, in fact, pose a safety risk.
They spent quite a bit of time in there. They did x-rays and they weighed it. Somebody did try to empty it, but it isn't low enough in weight for it to be completely empty, and they found a haze in the pictures that suggests that there's still some explosive in there.
The team of soldiers decided the safest option was to dispose of the device by detonating it. According to Haynesboro Police Chief Heath Scott, the mortar was transported to a gravel pit along the Haynes Highway and detonated using C4. This isn't the first time that an old explosive has been unearthed in Haynes. In 2007, a tourist discovered an unexploded grenade near the Port Chilkoot dock. 4 years later, a mortar was discovered during a cleanup of the same area. The explosives were left over from military preparations at Fort Seward during World War II. Ironically, the Haynes Sheldon Museum was scheduled to open a new exhibit on Friday, commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Aw 2, the only ground battle of World War II to take place on American soil. Alton said it is a shame the mortar couldn't be used for the exhibit.
You know, if it was empty, it would be great because it's really cool. I mean, it's a really interesting looking piece. But I don't think it's going to make it into an exhibit case, I'm afraid.
Museum staff were able to return to their offices Friday. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.